September 28, 2023, pork and ginger subsectors undergo comprehensive value chain assessment in St. Lucia. The prevalent challenges within the livestock subsector are being highlighted as the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security and Rural Development, in collaboration with the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, has undertaken an extensive assessment delving into the current state of the pork and ginger subsectors. Key stakeholders, including both pork and ginger producers, came together to examine their respective value chains and to proactively tackle the issues plaguing their sector. Agricultural value chain development specialist attached to the FAO, Jefferson J. Kisun, notes that this partnership is pivotal in not only addressing the pressing concerns but also developing sustainable solutions. He explains that this collaboration will build a capacity for value chain development to improve the supply of high-potential commodities within the agricultural sector. Looking at the performance of the value chain as a whole, the solutions generated by this mix, by this cross-section of stakeholders, will be essential, realistic, but based upon what the most immediate needs are. This, therefore, creates a sense of ownership and a sense of responsibility among actors like yourself who have a role to play in this value chain to ensure its success and enable it to thrive. By demonstrating the usefulness and efficiency of solutions, whether they are practices, technologies, or whatever is suggested by the relevant stakeholders, it might even be the need for financial investment. Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security and Rural Development, Barrymore Felician, says the livestock subsector is integral to the agriculture sector as a pillar for food security and rural development. Felician expressed gratitude to the FAO for their continuous assistance as the Agriculture Ministry works towards implementing the Livestock Development Master Plan and providing farmers with the necessary assistance to create a successful livestock sector. An analysis of our food import bill shows that the import of meats is only second to agri-processed foods. Among agri-processed foods, juices are the highest we see, with the import of pork and chicken being dominant. Further, in keeping with our CARICOM 25 by 25 commitment of reducing our food import bill by the year 2025, we have deliberately focused on the pork value chain to reduce the imports and enhance our food security. In the upcoming months, as the assessment progresses, stakeholders and the broader public can anticipate concrete and substantial measures being implemented to enhance and revitalize the agriculture sector.